You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
More and more people are leaving Latin America and heading to the US. We look at why in this special edition of Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Good morning, I'm Leanna Byrne. Today, it's the first of our week-long series on immigration. The number of migrants from Latin America heading to the US is hitting fresh highs. Figures from the US Customs and Border Protection for the 9 months to June show there were 1.7 million encounters with migrants on the southwest land border with Mexico. That's up a little on the same period last year and about the same as for the whole of 2021. So I'm handing the programme over to an expert, the BBC's Mexico, Central America and Cuba correspondent, Will Grant, who's currently in Mexico. It's all yours, Will.
Thanks, Leanna, and greetings from Mexico City. I'm at an asylum and refugee processing centre where thousands of people over recent months apply for refugee status. There's a pretty sizable queue outside the building today. ¿Cómo te llamabas?
Alex.
Alex says that he is from Haiti and he moved first to Chile and now has made the jump from Chile up to Mexico because he believes that the president in the United States will let him in there to work, and that's where he has family.
So,
good luck. Bye. For generations, Mexico has seen large numbers of its people leave to the US, but in recent years, similar numbers have also been coming back to Mexico again, often leading to net zero migration. Rather, it's now other Latin American countries like Venezuela, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Cuba and Haiti, which make up the bulk of the nationalities heading north. Venezuela is home to the world's biggest oil reserves, but its continuing political and economic turmoil and recently imposed US sanctions have resulted in around three quarters of the population living in poverty. Venezuelan Grace Hernandez left to join a migrant caravan last summer.
In Venezuela, I was working in a gym, but I made $60 a month, and that is nothing. Half of that money went to pay for the commute. You're basically working to eat. You can't even buy a pair of shoes or a shirt. You can only afford food.
Many Venezuelans have gone to live in South American countries like Colombia, Peru, and Chile. But now those countries, too, are dealing with their own economic problems and political instability, and have become more hostile to incoming Venezuelan migrants. Brenda Gutierrez left Venezuela for Argentina, but now she's thinking of leaving.
I feel like this is a second Venezuela, a country that once were so welcoming with immigrants is now losing all these people because young people like me is leaving to Europe or just United States because they want to have a better future. It's very difficult.
I lived in Cuba for more than 6 years. Cuba's economy has already been weakened by years of government mismanagement and harsh US sanctions, before the coronavirus pandemic then hit the tourism sector hard. Young people feel they have no options in Cuba. For example, a surgeon I know told me how, with inflation worsening, he now earns the equivalent of just $1 a day. In July 2021, people took to the streets to protest. Mirela Cruz, a cancer patient whose son was arrested during the brief uprising, told me how she was desperate to leave.
With my health issues, there aren't any of the medicines I need, not even painkillers. There's no food. I have days where I simply don't eat anything. I just don't see a future here for me.
Added to that, Cuba lies in the path of hurricanes and tropical storms, which have been getting more frequent and more powerful in recent years because of climate change. Honduras too was badly affected by two major storms, Eta and Iota. I met one coffee farmer, José María Avelar, who was travelling in a huge caravan of migrants heading for the US.
When the coffee harvest was ruined, there was no money, no work, nothing. If there's regular work, we could try to stay, but right now we just don't have enough to live on. I've even had to pull my daughters out of school because I can't afford for them to study.
So the push factors for Latin American migration are clear. Crime, political instability, economic collapse, inflation, and climate change. They're all forcing more and more people out of their home nations and towards the US on what is one of the most treacherous migrant journeys anywhere in the world. Most Latin American migrants try to reach the US by land. From South America, the route takes them on a dangerous days-long trek through the Darien Gap, a jungle region on the border between Colombia and Panama. Earlier, we heard from Grace Hernandez, who left Venezuela along this route last year.
I wasn't planning to come. I took the decision overnight. I had to carry my daughter. We ran out of clothes, we were hungry, we had to drink from the river. It was hard. We were in the rainforest for 7 days and we spent one of them lost. Many people died there. People in hoodies carrying guns took our money.
The UN says people from more than 40 different nationalities have crossed the Darien Gap in the last year alone. They include a growing number of Chinese migrants. Following the end of tough COVID restrictions in China, journalist Sean Huan spoke to some of them for the BBC.
The rainforest was so difficult to pass. After this time, I would never ever want to walk in a rainforest again.
And you have to walk across the rivers.
The journey north continues through Central America and then on to Mexico. I've been to the city of Tijuana many times, right on the Mexican side of the border with the US city of San Diego. I saw one Honduran family I'd first met in the southern state of Chiapas and stayed in touch with throughout their trip. Samuel, his wife Arlene, and their baby Madeleine. Samuel said he left Honduras because he faced a death threat back home from a drug gang for refusing to join their ranks.
We're going to wait for our turn to cross over and apply for asylum. I think that is the best because I can't go back to Honduras and we don't want to enter the US illegally. We want to go through the front door.
Of course, the other route into the US is by sea. I'm standing on the beach at Playa 16, an urban beach in Havana. It looks out across the Florida Straits as families come down and bathe. Well, now more and more people are attempting to make that dangerous journey over the 90 miles of sea to Florida. Last year alone, the US Coast Guard picked up more than 6,000 Cubans at sea. One of them was diving instructor Elian Lopez, who got into trouble trying to windsurf to the United States to get desperately needed medical treatment for his colon cancer.
Many people see that sea as a path to escape. Some people are willing to do anything to try and take the path.
Elian thought the journey would take a maximum of 8 hours. 37 hours later, things hadn't gone to plan.
The wind speed caused me to take longer than planned and spend a night out at sea. That was very difficult because it was impossible to rest for even 1 minute. During that whole second day, I didn't eat or drink anything.
Elian was eventually rescued by the US Coast Guard some 15 miles off the Florida coast and taken to hospital in the US, where he's applied for asylum. Whether migrants reach the US border either by land or sea, that's far from the end of their journey. It can be a long, hard fight for many undocumented immigrants to stay in the United States. In Mexico City, I'm the BBC's Will Grant. Now back to Liana in the studio.
Thanks, Will. And that's it for today's special edition of Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Liana Byrne. Our guest presenter was Will Grant, the BBC's Mexico, Central America and Cuba correspondent. And we're going to have more on this in some of our later casts, so be sure to tune in.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.